Good evening, calling the council meeting to order for the Township of Piscataway of November 26, 2024. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, and dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspaper of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with a certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. There will be a public comment periods for both remote and in-person attendees separately. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Township Council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Please join us in saluting the flag.
United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Ms. Cedar, please take a roll call.
Councilwoman Carmichael. Councilwoman Cahill.
Here.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Here.
Councilman Rouse.
Here.
Councilman Shaw.
Here.
Councilman Uren.
Here.
Council Vice President Espinosa.
Here. Okay. Are there any comments from administration and council regarding the adjournment of any matters in this agenda?
None.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Mayor, we have a proclamation tonight.
Thank you, Council. Play in the local economy, creating jobs and enhancing unique character and identity in our neighborhoods, and where small business employ millions of people, provide essential goods and services, contribute to the health and prosperity of the economy, and where success of small businesses strengthen our community, support charitable initiatives, and encourage the growth of diverse and sustainable economic opportunities, and whereas Small Business Saturday is celebrated annually to encourage consumers to shop locally and support the hardworking entrepreneurs who contribute to the vibrancy and uniqueness of our towns and cities. Now, therefore, I, Brian Waller, the mayor of Township Piscataway and the county of Middlesex in the state of New Jersey, Dubai, recognize November 30th, 2024 as Small Business Saturday and urge all residents to make special effort to support our small business on the day all year long. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you, Mayor. Okay, open to the public. Comments regarding item number 23, consent agenda items. If you wish to speak, this is for the remote attendees. If you wish to speak to at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or if by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Cedar, do we have anybody online?
Council Vice President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you. This is for the public portion for in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary.
They're just for the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you. Okay, we have an ordinance second reading, amending and supplementing various chapters of the Municipal Code. Cedar?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 2, Administration, Chapter 4, Licensing and Business Regulations, Chapter 5, Animal Control, Chapter 7, Traffic, Chapter 19, Fire Prevention and Protection, Chapter 30, Protection of Trees, and Chapter 33, Energy, was introduced on the 7th day of November 2024 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 17th day of November 2024. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on November 26, 2024, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2024-28.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Open this to the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Cedar, do we have anybody?
Council Vice President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. We're going to continue on to the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administrations will then respond if necessary. I see no one. Okay, can I get a motion?
Close the public portion.
Oh, sorry, closing the public portion. Can I have a motion?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you.
Second, Councilwoman Cahill.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilwoman Cahill.
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilman Rouse.
Yes.
Councilman Shaw.
Yes.
Councilman Arin.
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa.
Yes. Okay, ordinance second reading, bond ordinance, various capital improvements, $16,200,000 to $11,488,200. Open to the public.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Bond Ordinance Providing for Various Capital Improvements in and by the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, appropriating $16,200,000 therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $11,488,200 bonds or notes of the Township to finance part of the cost thereof, was introduced on the 7th day of November 2024, and had passed the first reading and was published on the 15th day of November 2024. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on November 26, 2024, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with the notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2024-29.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. We're going to be opening this up to the public, remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or if by phone. By pressing star 9, when it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anybody on remote?
Council Vice President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. This is for the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will respond then respond if necessary. Ms. Cedar, I see no one. Closing it to the public. May I have a motion, please?
Motion. Second or first? Councilwoman Cahill.
Maybe first and second. Great. Ms. Cedar, can I have a roll call, please?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa?
Yes. Okay, we have another ordinance, second reading, amending and supplementing various chapters of the Municipal Code, Part 2.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 2, Administration, Chapter 4, Licensing and Business Regulations, Chapter 14, Building, Chapter 16, Housing and Rent Control, Chapter 19, Fire Prevention and Protection, Chapter 31, Streets and Sidewalks, and the Salary and Wage Schedule, was introduced on the 12th day of November 2024 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 17th day of November 2024. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on November 26, 2024, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2024-30.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. We're going to open this to the public. For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anybody on remote?
Council Vice President, there are no attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. This is for the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration would then respond if necessary. I see no one. Closing to the public. Ms. Cedar, can I have a roll call, please? Sorry, can I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second.
Cedar, can I have a roll call?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa?
Yes. So we have a first reading, construction of local improvement sidewalks of Sutton Lane. Resolution adopting ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Provide for the Construction of Local Improvement Sidewalks on the Sutton's Lane frontage of Block 9601, Lot 107.03, on the Township of Piscataway tax map as permitted under NJSA 40:65-1, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 10th day of December 2024. Be further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Can I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, Councilman Aaron.
Thank you. First reading pass.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa?
Yes. First reading, construction of local improvement sidewalks on Old New Brunswick Road, resolution adopting ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Provide for the Construction of Local Improvement Sidewalks on the Old New Brunswick Road frontage of Block 4503, lots 1.08, 1.09, and 1.16 on the Township of Piscataway tax map, as permitted under NJSA 40:65-1, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 10th day of December 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa?
Yes, thank you. First reading passes. First reading, construction of local improvement sidewalks on 11th Street. Resolution adopting ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Provide for the Construction of Local Improvement Sidewalks on the 11th Street frontage of Block 811, Lots 1.01 and 20.01, and Block 805, Lot 31, Block 812, Lots 1.01, 5.01, 16.02, 31.03, 33.01, 37.01, Block 813, Lot 1.04, 1.05, and 10.02 on the Township of Piscataway tax map as permitted under NJSA 40:65-1, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 10th day of December 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Can I have a roll call, please? I'm sorry, can I have a motion, please?
Offer, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, Councilman Rouse.
Roll call.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa?
Yes. First reading passes. First reading, construction of local improvement sidewalks on Centennial Avenue. Resolution adopting ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Provide for the Construction of Local Improvement Sidewalks on the Centennial Avenue frontage of Block 6701, Lots 2, 3.01, 3.02, Block 6702, Lot 1.01, Block 6703, Lots 5, 6.07, 6.08, 6.09, 7, Block 4001, Lots 3.01, 4 and 5, Block 6102, Lot 1.01, on the Township of Piscataway tax map as permitted under NJSA 40:65-1, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 10th day of December 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Can I have a motion?
Motion, Councilman Aaron.
Second, Councilman
Shaw.
First and second. Mm-hmm. Roll call, please.
Councilwoman Cahill.
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa?
Yes. Ordinance first reading, acquisition of parcel block 11319, lot 9.01 through 550 Hose Lane. Resolution adopting ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Acquisition of Property Identified as Block 11319, Lot 9.01, in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, for public use pursuant to NJSA 20:3-1 ETSEC, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 10th day of December, 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Can I have a motion, please?
Offer Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, Councilman Rouse.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilwoman Cahill.
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilman Rouse.
Yes.
Councilman Shaw.
Yes.
Councilman Uren.
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa.
Yes. Okay, ordinance first reading, authorizing sale of block 11302, lots 2.05, 2.06, 2.07, 2.08, 2.09, 2.10, 2.11, 2.12, and 4 through 551 and 595 Highland Avenue.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled An Ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, authorizing the sale of certain lands owned by the Township of Piscataway, pursuant to NJSA 40A:12-13A, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 10th day of December, 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Can I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Cahill.
Second, Councilman Owen.
Roll call, please.
Councilwoman Cahill.
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilman Rouse.
Yes.
Councilman Shaw.
Yes.
Councilman Uren.
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa.
Yes. Ordinance first reading, fully funded $1,735,000, various equipment resolution adopting ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Appropriating $1,735,000, $1,712,000 of which is from the general fund balance, and $23,000 of which is from the Capital Improvement Fund, to provide for the acquisition of vehicles and equipment in and by the Township of Piscataway and the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 17th day of December, 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Can I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Can I have a second?
Second, Councilman Rouse.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilwoman Cahill.
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilman Rouse.
Yes.
Councilman Shaw.
Yes.
Councilman Uren.
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa.
Yes. Ordinance first reading, fully funded $2,100,000 street road improvement projects. This is a resolution adopting ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Appropriating $2,100,000 from the Capital Improvement Fund for various improvements in and by the Township of Piscataway and the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 17th day of December 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. May I have a motion?
Motion, Councilwoman Cahill.
Second, Councilman Rouse.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilwoman Cahill.
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilman Rouse.
Yes.
Councilman Shaw.
Yes.
Councilman Erin.
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa.
Yes. Ordinance first reading, amending and supplementing various chapters of the Municipal Code, Part 3.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 23, Sewers and Wastewater, and Chapter 32, Stormwater Management and Control, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 10th day of December 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Can I have a roll call? A motion, please.
Motion, no. Councilman Shaw.
Second, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilwoman Cahill.
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilman Rouse.
Yes.
Councilman Shaw.
Yes.
Councilman Erin.
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa.
Yes. Ordinance first reading, acquisition of rights of way, easements, land, and fee simple for improvements to Meister Street.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance for the Acquisition of Rights of Way, Easements, and Land and Fee Simple for the Improvement of Meister Street in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 10th day of December 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilman Erin.
Second, Councilman Rouse.
Roll call.
Councilwoman Cahill.
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilman Rouse.
Yes.
Councilman Shaw.
Yes.
Councilman Erin.
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa.
Yes. Ordinance first reading, authorizing the sale of non-conforming lots 20 and 21 of blocks 7305, 5160, and 5170 Orchard Street.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled An Ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, authorizing the sale of certain lands owned by the Township of Piscataway, pursuant to NJSA 48:12-13B, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 10th day of December 2024. Be further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Can I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilman Shaw.
Second, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilwoman Cahill.
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilman Rouse.
Yes.
Councilman Shaw.
Yes.
Councilman Erin.
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa.
Yes. Ordinance first reading, authorizing contract for sale of real estate block 12703, lot 27 through 39, Ross Hall Boulevard.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, An Ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, authorizing the sale of certain lands owned by the Township of Piscataway, pursuant to NJSA 48:12-13B, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 10th day of December 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Can I have a motion, please?
For Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, Councilman Rouse.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa?
Yes. Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Consent agenda resolution. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? See anyone? May I have a motion, please?
Motion to accept the consent agenda.
Second.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa?
Yes. Okay. We come to the announcement and comments from the official portion of the meeting. Aaron's not here tonight.
We have a few things coming up. First, I'd like to wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. On Monday, December 9th, we can call in and speak with Santa. So anyone wishing to speak with Santa, please call in on Monday, December 9th at 7 o'clock. We have our annual tree lighting on Friday, December 6th. That's at 7 o'clock. You could have your photos done with Santa. We're going to have a food truck with donuts, something new this year, and hot chocolate and cider. And for all those people that enjoy decorating the outside of their house, please join our holiday house decorating contest. All of the information regarding that event is on our township website or on our Facebook page.
Thank you, Councilwoman Lombardi. Councilman Russ?
Just wish everybody a wonderful holiday coming up, Thanksgiving, and wishing well with all families and all loved ones. Things go well, very well. God bless you.
Thank you, Councilman Russ. Councilman Shaw?
Thanksgiving to everybody.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Erin?
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Stay safe.
Councilman? Mayor?
I just want to let everybody know, if you've traveled on Knightsbridge, you've probably seen a dozen wild turkeys hanging out at the side of the road. At this time of the year, I'm very surprised they're out there. I just don't want anybody getting any idea with the wild turkeys.
Thank you, Mayor. Business Administrator Timothy Dacey?
No, just wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, sir. Our Township Attorney?
Just a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Council President, it's Councilwoman Cahill. I don't know if you had opened it up to me, but I just would like to also wish all of our residents a very happy Thanksgiving. We do have many things to be thankful for, and I am thankful for the residents of the town and this panel right here. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. And for me, as the holidays are ramping up, I always say this every year, please be very, very careful in the streets. Drive slow, drive responsibly. You're not the only one in the road. There are new teenagers on the road this season. So please be careful out there. Thank you. All right, thanks everyone. We're gonna open this to the Republic, to the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise. Oh, I'm sorry, I just skip a whole section here. Agenda session for December 3rd, 2024. Ordinance first reading, authorizing acquisition of block 11317, lot 2302. Resolution adopting ordinance. Resolution authorizing award of professional services contract, Dunn Avenue Covert, NEEC Group, not to exceed $4,035,750,000. Resolution authorizing award of professional services contract of Centennial Avenue Construction Administration and Construction Inspection, TM Associates, not to exceed $650,500,000. Resolution authorizing award of bid Sterling Village Management Services 2-year contract, Lutheran Social Ministries of New Jersey, Inc., not to exceed $1,288,612. Resolution authorizing execution of estoppel certificate connection with financial agreement dated December 5th, 2022, block 6702, lot 6.02 through 40, Kingsbridge Road. Resolution authorizing award of contract for fire suppression system testing and maintenance, Absolute Fire Protective Systems, Inc., not to exceed $197,134.
I just want to let the record show that Councilwoman Cahill has left the meeting, FYI.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Yep. So we're opening this to the public for remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom at the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Aceta, do we have anyone?
Council Vice President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you. Closing the remote portion of this. Opening up to the in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration would then respond if necessary. Good evening.
Costas Eftimios, 58 Curtis. During the summer, I was coming down Stelton Road into Piscataway, right over the railroad track. We came to Winnetts Ave, where someone had decided to make a left turn, without a warning. It was just that I ended up behind a trucker, like 4 o'clock in the afternoon with a lot of traffic. That trucker had, I kept my distance, and went online with the traffic. That trucker had to go around that person who decided to make a left turn with no warning. He hit that tree and went in his half. The trailer of the truck took one corner, kinked, and stripped a 4-foot strap from the trailer. I pulled over right behind the trucker. He went across the street, pulled over. I had decided that I had a piece of, I had a can of silver paint, made a big X on the tree, hoping that some police officer catch the eye and make a report concerning pedestrian all residents' safety. Didn't happen. No one saw that act. I came here and did make a complaint. My complaint is non-existent. Remember that. Not too long ago, I drove by, the X caught my eye, and I looked up on the tree. Wouldn't you know it? There's a piece of aluminum track embedded right in the tree. How many people have to get hurt before you even do anything? The dangerous. I'm gonna go get a spray paint. This time I'll make it orange with crystals in it so you can see it. Maybe a police officer would and make a report. Concerning public safety, you people are not there. You don't care about us. Your main concern is commerce. What's happening to the public? You don't see it.
Thank you, sir.
Just a comment, sir. You shouldn't be vandalizing public trees, so you shouldn't be painting them with any type of spray paint unless you have permission of the property owner.
How you doing?
I'm well. Good evening, Council Vice President, members of the council. My name is Charlie Cradiville. I'm from New Brunswick. I'm the editor of New Brunswick Today. And I want to start by saying thank you to the clerk's office for their responses to my Open Public Records Act requests. I file a lot of them with towns all over the county. And though I don't always get everything I want or everything as quickly as I want, I will say that Ms. Cedar and Ms. Mitch are always polite and professional, and they do important work. I, for one, am grateful for you. I'm here tonight to ask about one of those documents I received in response to an Open Public Records Act request. This is a settlement agreement to resolve a lawsuit against the township, which I believe was approved by this body in August. The plaintiff is Constance Crea, and the settlement calls for a lump sum payment to her and her legal counsel in the amount of $750,000. The first question is, how much of that payment came from the township? Did the former chief, Mr. Mosier, pay anything? Did the Central Jersey Joint Insurance Fund or any other insurance cover any of this, or was the entire $750,000 paid with township funds?
Township attorney, the JIF cut the check.
Okay, so it's all $750,000 through the CJ JIF. Thank you.
So Raj, it'll probably be more productive we let him ask his questions and answer at the end.
So if you could just ask all your questions and we'll answer them at the end.
Okay, I appreciate you answering that first one. I have just a few more. Additionally, I know there were several other lawsuits filed against the township and the former chief by police department employees. Can you please share the status of those cases? I think taxpayers would want to know which ones are being settled, which ones are you fighting, and if there were any others that were settled, how much they were settled for. I also think the big question here is ultimately what is being done to correct the problems that led to these complaints. I covered a couple of them in an article published in New Brunswick Today, and the allegations were serious. Things like discrimination, misconduct, a toxic, hostile workplace. And I would like to hear what's being done to correct that and make sure that these things don't happen again. Just another question on a different topic, because I wanted to ask if it's true that Mr. Dacey is going to be leaving the township.
Is that all your questions?
Those are them all.
So the township doesn't comment on any ongoing litigation, regardless of its police, et cetera. So we can't make comment on that. I know you're asking for status of them, et cetera. In terms of Mr. Dacey, are you leaving the township?
Planning on retiring for July 1st.
July 1st of next year. Okay, well, congratulations, best wishes. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Thank you, good evening. Anyone else? I see no one else. Closing this to the public. Okay. Can I have a motion to close, please?
Motion to adjourn.
Second, a motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone. Good evening.